This is Ken, your podcast preacher. Welcome back to my podcast, Deep Waters. This podcast is brought to you by Applied Strengths Ministry, where we believe working together in our strengths is the effect of working out the will and calling of God in and through our lives. The title of this message is Coming Up Short. This is a sporty shorty, and but still is intended to help those who even today, with all of our medical advances, still walk around spiritually blind, thinking that they are in with Jesus. Show me a doctor who can cure spiritual blindness, and I will show you an authentically born-again believer preaching the gospel in power. Yes, the power of God. How you measure what you are assessing determines the outcome of what you think about what you are assessing. Another way to see this is to know that you are wrong about what you think about other humans, way more than you know. And when you look at them through a judging lens, the distortion of your opinion can be blinding to your own self. James 4:11, do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Judging another because they do not meet your idea or standard of how they should live only exacerbates your spiritual blindness. The Pharisees struggle with this all the time. It is the same spirit. And lo, if you are backslidden or have walked away from God, and not ready to come back home, O ye prodigal, then you can be prone and susceptible to supporting your weakened spiritual position by criticizing others who are not backsliding, or who have walked away from God. And refusing their help is anti-God. He joined us together so that we would find help in a time of trouble. Psalms 37:39, but the salvation of righteousness is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Stay with me. This one is important and can set your whole way of thinking free from the tyranny of judging others. So if you measure someone by the sins that they have committed, keeping in mind we are talking Christian to Christian, as this is a message for us and not for those who are standing on the outside, then you will keep the fruit of that stinking thinking. The inevitability of your Christianity is to be brought into a place of trust, but not so much so that you were brought into a place of stumbling. So Ken, are you talking about trusting God or other Christian peeps? Both. But trusting God is not only difficult, but because mankind is not so trustworthy, we can imagine that untrustfulness over on God and come up with the wrong results insofar as our relationship with Him. Look, trust, faith, and belief are all necessary characteristics to be in play and active in our relationship with God. Otherwise, what do you really have? You end up with religion. We'll get back to this. So, but now on the man part of trust, look or rather listen. Psalms 118:8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So look at this example, and we will need to do so carefully. It states that it is better, not that we should throw out trusting in mankind, but that it is better to trust in God. Now this can work for or against us, and isn't that always the case with God? It works for us in that we can develop our relationship with God so tight that we always go to Him first. An example? God, I command that this body line up with the healing that Jesus has already given us. After you have prayed that prayer, you can and maybe should see a doctor. It's up to you. The point is to see the order of trust. First God, then the doctor. The other way is the against us way, which is that we will still have a part of us that overtrusts mankind. And this could be for a variety of reasons, such as spiritual immaturity, our seeking to be accepted by a person, or maybe we are trying to hide our spirituality. You know if you look inside. So, but the important thing to remember is that sooner or later, your trust in mankind will be violated and broken. We don't judge or condemn the person, as we too are one that will also do the same. Never say never, as this did not work out well for Peter, right? I will never leave or forsake you, Jesus. You should know the events that followed that statement. I have that story in other podcasts, so give an ear to it and learn to never say never. So, but I cannot drift away from this thing yet because I feel that there are some who have stopped trusting in God and have made personal vows to only trust in themselves. So, but what happens here is that you set God in the judgment or mercy seat and you take the gavel of judgment and put Him on trial. Why, God, oh why? In one example that I have, I heard that there was a person who had lost everything in a recent fire. And so that as they were trying to make new life adjustments, COVID came along and swiped one of their kids, who was just getting started in ministry and was only in their 30s. But no, and yes, this would be more than most could handle, as I know of similar stories, and but because of the love of materialism and idolatry, or just simply a lack of trusting that God has you, even in these larger-than-life events, they shriveled up and became the living walking dead. So, but now back to this individual who by now was spinning, as she really loved her son. And so, but so much so, that I could or would say that it is the same love that Mary had for Jesus. When one of your four kids is running for God, it is a stunning blow, and one that can be very difficult to understand. So, but then right in the midst of these life trials, she found out that she also lost her pastor to the same COVID curse. And so these events led her to moving into retirement in order to square these events away with God. And but while she is trying to keep her family tight, as she is truly about family, one of her kids makes a horrible decision, one which may not be fully discovered until later in his life. But nonetheless, it is yet another trauma for this mama. So what would you do? How would you respond? How would your relationship with God be affected? I mean, clearly, we can say as we stand on the shore and watch the Titanic sink, oh, I never would have gotten on that boat. But that assessment always results in a never-say-never mentality. The truth is that your response is unknowable, because how you think you would respond is different than how you would actually respond. It is like acting in Hollywood. They pretend to be in situations, but in real life, their response isn't acting. They cannot act their way back into a marriage. They have to touch earth to do that. But then, we should all know that Hollywood is not in the business of painting a picture of reality. So this person is still running on the quicksands of her spirituality in an attempt to find a new high watermark. Some, no, very few would have stayed in the park with God as she has. But even more of us who are standing on the beach of this example would have left the scene of God permanently. No more trust, faith, and belief, but only a personal vow to never trust anyone or anything ever again. If this is you, you have died standing on your feet. And but unfortunately, many of these people who have gone through these kinds of situations are churchgoers, right at this very moment. Break the vow of trusting only in yourself and get back to building your relationship with God, as the days are nearer than they were before. A godless humanity is raising up to prove to the world just how stupid they are. And I say this because we have been warned that it has already happened in the past, and it will happen again in the future, which is now, until the day he returns, which is soon. Check this example. We have two people standing on the edge of a freeway, and all of a sudden one of the standers bolts across the freeway and gets hit by at least 20 cars. This person can represent the past. And now we have our today and future man, who just watched the whole affair, also bolt across the same freeway just minutes apart, meeting the same exact fate. So this is what I mean when I say that we have a godless humanity heading towards us, sure of themselves getting across that same freeway. It's in the Bible, and we can see it on almost every news channel and streaming sycamores. Hey, what's happening over there? Ah, they are playing Russian roulette. Oh, I want to play. No, no, you don't, as every chamber of the gun has a bullet in it. Oh, but I think I can win. See you later. It's coming. That kind of thinking is coming. But now back to our regular program. So, but the hope is that if you measure someone by their spiritual growth and maturity, church calling or position, gifting, and anointing, then you will keep that fruit and stay out of trouble. Oh, yes, the trouble walks hand in hand with sin. So keep to the right crowds. Well, not crowds per se, as there are few firebrands these days. So, but find one who is running for God, period, and as a fruit of that effort and evidence. And then you will grow and stay out of trouble. And they should be ahead of you, spiritually speaking, so that they can help you to grow. And yes, you can be ahead of others to help them grow. Look, see here. All of Australia welcomed Hitler with roses and cheers until they finally could see what he was really about. He did not just elevate to his ultimate position without the love and trust of many. Yes, many loved and trusted this man until they didn't. You see the warnings of trusting in man. Those stories have been in the Bible for 2,000 years. And yet the largest of crowds could not see it, and still today do not see it. Now I cannot say this loud enough. They could not see it. They couldn't see him for what he was. And then by the time they saw it, millions were dead. And but even when their eyes were finally open, they couldn't take quick enough action to put an immediate stop to what he was doing to other humans. No less valuable to any one of us. In fact, many had so become what Hitler was that they too believed the lie and became a Hitler in their own right-wrong mind. This does not happen today? Yes, it does. Now, but so why do we have so many of us measuring and responding to the old dead man that is crucified in Christ and others? instead of measuring the new man, the crucified Christ in man, the man made alive and set free. We base our relationships with one another on the mistakes we have made. We see others through the lens of their shortcomings. You see, only Jesus meets our standard for humanity, and even in that, depending on what happens to us, we can still choose to drop him like a bad habit, and many of us do. So this thing that we do has to be laid down, as all of the rest of humanity cannot measure up, and neither can you, to your standards. Look at people from their best side and then help them to increase that part of who they are. We all need to manage our weaknesses, our C performances, while focusing on developing what God intends us to use to help others, our A performances, our A talents. Listen now, God calls you a murderer if you hate one of your Christian brothers or sisters. 1 John 3:15. Look, that situation exists in your life because you have enthroned your behavior above that other person's. You have exalted your stars above the throne of God. Isaiah 14:13. This is a bad plan. You cannot justify yourself through the sins of another. Nope, comparing your so-called good deeds to someone who has what you define as bad deeds will not move you one inch closer or deeper into your salvation. We never compare ourselves to someone who is ahead of us. It is not in our nature to do so. So we should stop the practice altogether. So now why do we do this today, even though we have stories in the Bible about why we shouldn't? Another reason is that we have no fear of God. Okay, so, to let some of you off the hook, you have little to no knowledge of God and how he responds to mankind. Nope, no reedy the Bible. There you go. Nope, you are still on the hook. Oh, and the end result is the same, in that if you continue to respond to an authentically born-again Christian by the mirror of their sins, then you should know that you have placed yourself in the position of God. Get off his throne and let him deal. Isaiah 14:13. You no doubt have more than enough room in your walk to improve and grow. Join yourself to a person who is in mad pursuit of God and become like them. For your sake, stop judging and assessing other Christians by their faults, just to justify your insecurities and blindness of the things of God. Oh, I know this is out there because it was when Jesus was leaving his footprints on this earth. To clear up any misconceptions about trusting mankind and trusting in God, this message is not saying that you should not be working alongside of other Christians. We are to be discipled and discipling. Nope. This is saying that if you find yourself on the outside again, then those who are also outside, they are not your friends or family. In other words, if the world becomes your advisor and counselor in times of trouble, then you are, no doubt, in trouble. This message is for those of you who rely on CNN and the many other gossip streams for wisdom and counsel. Well, that's it for today. Remember, it's not what you find wrong or disagree with regarding these messages, but what you can take away from them. Together, we can do more to impact the kingdom than if we work alone. Let's flip the script and kill, steal, and destroy the works of the enemy and create space for the light of life to shine through into people's lives. Plant a seed and click on the like and subscribe button. Let's build this ministry together. Thanks and see you next time in Deep Waters.